Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ Studies session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts, and this is Season 7, Episode 18 of this Daily Study Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we conclude our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials. We have been studying Doctrine and Covenants Section 18 this week, and in the week of February the 24th to March the 2nd, and we are going to come to the close of Doctrine and Covenants 18 here, specifically from the point in verse 37 where Oliver Cowdery and David Whitmer are invited to search out the 12. So a few things that stood out to me from this kind of end 10 verses or so. In verse 38, the Lord says to Oliver Cowdery and David Whitmer, "By their desires and their works you shall know them." So he's given them instructions to pass on to the 12. And then he says to them that when they see them, when they see their fruits and their desires, you'll know that they are to be one of the 12. And I think that's an important message for all of us, that it is our works and our desires which are such so important things. I think our works are probably the easiest things to change. Perhaps our desires are the more difficult thing. But if we can make sure that we are doing the daily things of coming to the Lord through prayer, learning of him and his word through the scripture study meaningfully, and making sure we partake of the sacraments and honour and renew and keep our covenants sacred, then that will change over time as well. I'm going to skip ahead to verse 44. Because it's, I like what it says there as well. It says, "By your hands I will work a marvellous work among the children of men, unto the convincing of many of their sins, that they may come unto repentance, and that they may come unto the kingdom of my Father." I just think that this idea, this marvellous work, is going to happen through the efforts of these people, of these men. Men and women of the church, of the early church, the Lord works through them. I think it's a principle which we need to remember and apply today as well, that this marvellous work continues, that it hasn't stopped, that we are a part of it today. And I think sometimes in the rigour and the rush around of day-to-day living and busyness, we forget that this marvellous work does continue to go forth. And that as we push forward and as we strive in faith with each footstep to be a part of that and to move this work forward, the Lord will help us to be a part of this great work as well. I just like that reminder to us about this, how we are working in partnership with the Lord to move this work forward. Thank you so much for listening this week and for studying with us. A bit of a shorter one today because we've kind of reached the end of the chapter, but I just feel like there is a lot of really powerful messages in this chapter, and next week we get to study in one section again as well, in Doctrine and Covenants section 19, and so looking forward to sharing that with you and to learning more about that too. Thank you for listening, and until we meet again.